Welcome to Module 9.4, Legacy and the Big Why, Exploring Your Because. Now that you've thoroughly explored your life, your identity, your vision, your passions, your purpose, and so many other tendrils of your beautiful existence in this program, it's time to zoom out and let your Big Why come into focus. In essence, your Big Why is your life's mission statement. Your guiding inspiration on a macro level that encapsulates your personal, professional, and spiritual existence. When you connect with your big why, your life becomes motivated by your unique purpose and created through inspired action. Your why statement. In his book, Find Your Why, author Simon Sinek explains how to construct a why statement, which is a crucial part of discovering and articulating your why. Your purpose to yourself and the world. According to Sinek, your why statement should be simple and clear, actionable, focused on how you'll contribute to others, and expressed in affirmative language that resonates with you. It should also be evergreen, meaning that it should be applicable to everything that you do, both personally and professionally, without separation. In his book, he explains that your why statement is a statement of your value at work as much as it is the reason your friends love you. We don't have a personal why and a professional why. We are who we are wherever we are. Your contribution is not a product or a service. It's the thing around everything you do, the decisions you make, the tasks you perform, the products you sell, aligns to bring about the impact you envision. The why statement format. Here's the simple format for drafting your why statement. To blank, so that blank. The first blank represents your contribution, the contribution that you make to others' lives through your why. The second blank represents the impact of your contribution. Here are a couple of examples. To inspire people to do the things that inspire them, so that together we can change the world. Here's the second one. To empower and educate people everywhere so that they can improve their lives and achieve their goals. Now create your why statement. In your journal, on a poster board, dedicated why notebook, or the notes section of this workbook, begin brainstorming your why statement. Use the to blank, so that blank, format. Take your time, meditate, go through your highlights from the modules so far, and write down as many why statements as you can think of. Then start honing in on the ones that really excite, inspire, and move you. Don't worry about getting it perfect. You can always modify, change, or upgrade your why statement as you grow and evolve throughout your life. Then write, print, paint, collage, or use any other means to create your why statement and hang it where you can see it every day. Recite it to yourself often and harness the power of your big why for motivation, discipline, energy, creativity, and stretching your comfort zone. Please pause the audio and continue to create your why statement. Now let's talk about legacy. At this phase in your journey, I invite you to begin thinking about and honing in on your legacy. Now, I realize that the word legacy might feel super intense and maybe even trigger a little bit of overwhelm. If it does, not to fear. I'm going to walk you through this whole legacy thing step by step, and we're going to keep it simple. If the word legacy conjures up positive connotations or feelings for you, great! We're going to fuel that positivity fire here together. Keeping it simple, let's think of legacy as the impact that your existence has in the world now, in the future, and after your death. The contribution that you are making and will have made to future generations of beings on this planet. You live your legacy when you live in alignment with your why statement. You leave your legacy in the world around you through every act and every moment now into the future. To explore and define what your legacy is and will be, consider the following. What are your eulogy virtues? In his book, Road to Character, David Brooks distinguishes between resume virtues and eulogy virtues. Resume virtues are those that are valued in the contemporary marketplace, high test scores and professional accomplishments. They are skills that are rewarded with accolades like bigger paychecks and promotions. Eulogy virtues are those that lead to a life well lived. Kindness, compassion, love, humility, wisdom, courage, and integrity, to name a few. They emphasize the inner character of a person. They are the ones that are talked about at your funeral, and they emphasize how you left the world a better place. So take into consideration, what do you want to be known for? How do you want to be remembered? What eulogy virtues will you focus on and live by throughout your life? Please feel free to refer to your values list for ideas. Now let's talk about taking a stand. Here, I'd like to share a powerful excerpt from a conversation between Lynn Twist, who is the author of The Soul of Money, and Tammy White, who created the 7-Step Wealth Journey. In their conversation, they share that there's an enormous power in discovering, uncovering, unconcealing, and declaring what you stand for. Creating a stand or uncovering your stand or declaring your stand is different than taking a position. A position is often something that is entrenched, somewhat calcified, like an opinion that becomes almost an ideology and a belief. A stand is quite different than that. Positions are not bad or good. They are part of life, but when you take a position, it often generates its opposition. For example, if I say here, it generates the concept of there. If I say left, it creates right. If I say up, it creates down. Positionality is very important and is a huge part of life. And it's not all of what we need to inhabit or be, but in fact, positions take place inside of a larger context, which is what we stand for. When you take a stand, when you discover your stand, when you find your stand, there's a liberation there. There's a freedom. There's a freedom, actually, from all of your positions. When you let go of your positions or points of view, even for a moment, you'll find that what you may discover is something deeper, something more profound, which is where you stand or what you stand for. When you let go of your point of view or position and get in touch with your stand, you end up no longer having a point of view, but having what Lynn Twist calls vision. Vision is both what you see and the capacity to see. You can hold, you can hear, you can allow all points of view, and your vision inspires and creates a field where all points of view can be valid and can be heard. When we take a stand, it creates space not only for ourselves, but for other people. If you look at your life, if you go all the way back to when you were a child, you will probably begin to see that there's a theme, there's a calling, there's a way of looking at the world, there's a longing that you've always worked toward to fulfill, or more accurately, express. Perhaps you were one of the kids on the playground in grade school who always stood for fairness and justice whenever there was someone being bullied or being oppressed. You would stand for them, or you would do what you could do to make things more fair or more just. It may be that this is something that has always pulled you. Maybe your stand is very deep and beneath the radar for you, but that you've always been interested and committed to some level of justice. Or maybe you've always been drawn to beauty, that beauty is a stand that you are expressing in this lifetime. Beautiful music, the beauty of nature, the beauty of the integrity of a design. Or maybe you're someone who has always felt that you want to be in service of children, that every child has an advocate, someone who is their confidant, someone who is standing for them. You might have a stand for every child to have a healthy and productive life and a chance to express themselves. All of this being said, a stand is something larger than your own life. It's not something you actually can accomplish in a lifetime, but it's the direction that your life is calling you to be in or calling you to express. When you discover the stand that you are taking or some aspect of it or a way of articulating what you primarily, fundamentally stand for, it is very moving. It moves you in a way that sometimes for some people who get teary, you start to well up a little bit. It makes the hair stand up on your arms, says Lynn Twist. Note, you may stand for more than one thing, so don't feel like you are limited or pigeonholed to choose just one stand, or if more than one stand resonates with you, that's absolutely fine. Please pause the audio to answer the questions below. Okay, let's talk about your legacy in terms of your 100th birthday. Let's put all of this together and have some fun. Imagine that you are healthy, happy, and loved, and it's your 100th birthday. Hundreds of friends, family members, and people that you have impacted over the years are there at your party to celebrate you. Take a few moments to really take this vision in. What are you wearing? Who's there? What colors, sights, and sounds are you grateful to be experiencing? Now, one of the people closest to you, perhaps your best friend, your son, your daughter, or your granddaughter, clink their fork against their champagne glass to get the rapt attention of the ginormous gathering of people who are happily dancing, eating, mingling, and chatting up a storm. The attention shifts to your beloved ambassador, and they raise the microphone to their mouth, turn endearingly to you, and begin speaking your praises. Take a few moments and a few deep breaths to imagine this moment. Really close your eyes and drop into the immense lifetime of loving relationships around you. Now, imagine what your loving ambassador says as they sing your praises. What are they acknowledging you for? What impact have you had on them, on the world? What do people appreciate about you? What have you accomplished in your life? How have you helped others? What eulogy virtues and values are they celebrating you for living? What are their favorite or your favorite traits? What happy memories are they sharing? Now, write out this speech. Write out what the MC of your 100th birthday is celebrating about you to the rest of your adoring and admiring audience. This is a powerful way to connect where you are now with all of the elements of your purpose and big why that we have been exploring and clarifying in this program, and tell the story of your legacy looking backward. All right, go ahead and dive into creating this narrative. Congratulations on finishing this super deep soul-searching workbook. Please continue on to Module 9.5.